40% of households in Waco make less than $25,000. That's a problem for a city that has aspirations to compete with Dallas and Austin. The city of Waco commissioned an employment research firm to study why Waco's wages are so low and what the city can do to help. The full results will come in early 2014, but we do have some of the initial numbers. Waco's unemployment rate isn't bad. We were at about 7.5% in July. That's pretty much in stride with the nation's unemployment rate. However, if you look at McLennan County, it gets even better, 6.7%. That gets into the territory that's made Texas the envy of the nation when it comes to employment. The Lone Star State boasted a 6.5% unemployment rate in July. But the devil is in the details. John Ericchek works with the Upjohn Institute, an employment research firm. He delivered the keynote speech for the Greater Waco Community Education Summit on Wednesday. He points out that in July of 2012, the unemployment rate in the county fell from 6.7% to 6.1%, a remarkable drop. But since the unemployment rate only accounts for people in the labor force looking for work, people who stop looking don't get counted.
So actually, there was a loss of employment in terms of employed residents during the month. However, 1,200 individuals gave up. They left the labor market.
So even though unemployment went down, the size of the labor force went down even faster. Ericchek points out that this is why unemployment statistics can be deceiving, and we shouldn't rely on them too much. Another problem is that even though Waco might have a satisfactory unemployment rate, Ericchek says we've got a problem with underemployment. Low wages leave many hovering just above the poverty line.
We can see that about 40% of the residents in 2012 made less households. In 2012, made less than 25,000. That's 17,800 households.
The Upjohn Institute tabulated Waco job postings made over the past year and revealed that very few employers are hiring for positions that pay more than $50,000 a year. Heavy truck drivers and retail salespersons topped the list. Ericchek says that's a problem in a town that has good colleges that can produce breadwinners.
And one of the reasons why we may not be able to retain the talent that is generated here is because of the type of jobs that are here.
And for those who are sticking around Waco, they're not living in town. About 60,000 people work in Waco, but only 22,000 of them live in town.
And when people do decide not to live in the city where they work, they take a lot of purchasing power out of the city as well. Because a lot of us basically shop where we live. Yes, we do lunch, but actually we do most of our shopping on the weekend. And if you live 50 miles away from the city of Waco, it's very likely that you do not go back into the city of Waco on the weekends to do your shopping.
And with fewer dollars coming into the city, that's less money for the city to invest, which brings up the quality of life issues that make people want to live in town. It's a chicken and egg problem that we'll be following over the coming months. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.